From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Mississippi teachers get paid less than teachers anywhere else in the country. The state's looking to change that, with lawmakers considering raising teacher pay by as much as $6,000. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom says these proposals come as more than 500,000 educators across the country have left the field since the pandemic began.
Spend time around teachers, and it won't be long until you hear some version of this.
You don't go into teaching or education for the pay.
Take Shannon Eubanks. He's an educator in Brookhaven, Mississippi, who got into teaching despite the pay. As a college senior, he was on the chemical engineering track, a job where he'd be likely making six figures. But he heard the call of the classroom, and instead he became a teacher, a job that paid on average $47,000 in Mississippi in 2020. Now, after 25 years, he's considering leaving the field.
We've been through 2 years plus of COVID. The different cultural battles, what's being taught in class, what books are on the shelves, a lot of that wears teachers down.
Then he heard about the possibility of a big pay raise.
Will it stop teachers like me from leaving? It'll pause.
Eubanks says more pay might get veteran teachers like him to delay retiring for a couple more years, but it's much more useful for keeping new teachers from leaving for better paying states. AKA every other state. Right now, Mississippi teachers start off making on average just $37,000. Richard Bennett chairs the Mississippi House's Education Commission. Before the House voted on teacher pay last month, he pointed out Mississippi often loses its newly trained teachers to neighboring states.
Especially in Alabama, a young teacher can go across state line and start for $7,000 or more.
And it's not like Alabama and Louisiana pay big bucks. In 2020, teachers in both states made $10,000 less than the national average, according to the National Education Association. Governors in both states have called for their legislatures to raise teacher pay, too. Mississippi lawmakers hope more pay sends teachers the signal that they're valued and should stay. But the same day the Senate passed its teacher pay bill, it sent teachers another message.
Senate Bill number 21 and 13, critical race theory prohibited.
Republican lawmakers introduced a bill to ban all Mississippi schools from teaching critical race theory, a legal framework arguing racism is embedded in our country's laws and policies. Now, the bill specifically says schools can't teach students that any one race is superior to another. Representative Rod Hickman questioned the bill's author, Michael McLendon.
Would you be surprised to know that that's not exactly what critical race theory is, and this bill actually doesn't ban critical race theory?
Well, in my opinion, it does, and 20 other senators that signed on to this bill, it does.
Hickman and other black lawmakers walked out of the chamber as white Republicans passed the bill.
It's a distraction.
George Stewart teaches at Whitten Middle School in Jackson, Mississippi.
It's something that a lot of us feel that should not even be a conversation.
Stewart and other educators say some teachers could leave the profession if the anti-CRT bill becomes law. But lots of Mississippi teachers care more about the pay.
Yes, there are some concerns about CRT, and rightfully so. But for right now, for us, teacher pay is number one.
When the Mississippi Professional Educators surveyed teachers last November, about 38% said pay was the top reason for the teacher shortage. Of course, Stewart repeats that classic teacher line.
You get into it because you love it.
After all, he left a teaching job in Houston that paid $10,000 more so he could teach in Mississippi and give back to his home state.
We love this work.
You just want to be paid well for it.
Absolutely. And fairly.
The legislature still has some details to work out between two teacher pay proposals. The House version offers higher salaries for new teachers, with the Senate bill increasing pay the longer they stay. Either way, Mississippi teachers will get a substantial raise next fall, and lawmakers hope that means more educators will come back when the school bell rings. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a collaboration among public media stations in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.